This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just one last quick comment. So why do we have three or four sets of washers and dryers? Because I was able to buy them for, let's say, both washer and dryer for $100 or so, maybe $150 in great condition. Why? Because, well, the new stainless steel models came out, the new front end front loaders came out, and people just couldn't wait to get them. And so they couldn't wait to dump their old washer and dryers. So that's how come we have them. And that means that for $100, I have every single part for a washer and a dryer and a washer and dryer that work. So how can you go wrong doing that? Okay. So if I don't have to buy parts because I've got them. I've got spares of everything, multiple spares, and I've got complete washers and dryers at work. And I don't like the front load ones because the bearings wear out. They don't last very long, and they cost too much to keep running. Kathy, back to you, and we can go anywhere you want.
I agree, Vince. I don't like the front loaders either. My dryer is a 1984 Maytag, still going strong, but I don't use it. I'm like you. I hang my clothes out as much as possible. I use it once in a while to toss something, or if I'm in a hurry, if something comes up and I have to finish drying something. But I use the clothesline as much as possible. But I did use it when my kids were little. I had four kids, but I had three kids in 3.5 years, and I just didn't have time to always hang everything out. So, but I wanted to mention, Vince, that I did ask my husband about a couple issues, and you can clarify or add to any of this. I asked him, like, what would the problem be if the dryer doesn't spin? And he basically told me that it would either be a broken belt or a belt that's out of alignment. Do you agree, or can you add anything
Absolutely.
To that, Ben?
Absolutely. There are three things that could cause that. One, there's a problem with the outlet or the cord that goes from the outlet to the dryer. That's one. Unlikely. Second thing is the belt could come off or be misaligned or shred. Your husband's absolutely correct. Another thing is the motor could have a problem, but that's typically unlikely. And the other thing would be the timer that you would set could have a broken set of contacts, and there are multiple contacts within the timer. That could be the problem. Okay, so those are the typical things that I would look at if a dryer didn't work. And you can be pretty sure that 90% of the problems are with the items I just mentioned.
Okay, and then what about if it doesn't heat?
Okay, there is a thermostat, and it's a electromechanical device. It's a bimetallic switch, which means two metals sandwiched together. And what happens is, if it doesn't heat, that bimetallic switch, which is the switch that prevents it from running hot all the time, that is probably the item that has failed. And that's typically a relatively inexpensive two-wire part that they're push-on terminals, and it's pretty simple to replace that in the older dryers. I've only done that one time, and I was a young teenager when I fixed my mom's dryer because it had that problem. And I just bypassed that limiter, the one that would prevent the heating element from running all the time, and I tested it by bypassing it. It worked fine, and then we got the part. So that's what would prevent the dryer from heating up most of the time.
Vince, my husband had mentioned using a digital multimeter to check the voltage and the continuity. Is that?
Yeah, to
can
test
you talk
what?
About that
you mean
too?
To test that part I'm mentioning?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you set it to, first of all, you unplug the dryer, whether it be a 240-volt dryer or 120-volt dryer, you unplug it. And then you find that you can look on the internet, you know, for the wiring diagram. You'll find out exactly where that temperature limiter is. And you disconnect the two wires and note where they came from, which wire went where. And then you put an ohm meter or set your digital ohm meter to ohms, kind of like 20 ohms, 100 ohms, something like that, low setting. And then you test it and you see if you have continuity. And the answer is you probably won't have continuity, which means that it's not working. Okay? And then you can replace that part. Now, another thing you can do is you can, and I don't recommend this because it's dangerous, but you could jumper. You could jumper that device, that limiter, and just tie the two leads that go to it together and just test for a moment to see if you have heat. If you do have heat, then the problem is that limiter, that temperature limiter. So, but you have to be careful. You need to insulate those two connectors, because if they hit the metal of the chassis or the body of the dryer, you could have a short and you could trip your circuit breaker or even worse, start a fire. So you need to make sure that that's insulated. So I don't recommend doing it, but that's one way you could make absolutely sure if you need to replace that part. And the parts are available on eBay and the rest of the internet.
Okay, Vince, one of the things, and I think we talked about this before, but I clean my lint screen every time I use it. And I don't use fabric softener because I don't like it. But from what I understand, fabric softener can gum up, it can get on that lint screen and that make it more sticky. And I know if it gets too bad, it can cause a fire. But I will clean mine every time, but then once in a while, I'll put it in soapy water and very gently use a microfiber cloth and clean it and then let it dry completely in the sun outside. And then I get in there with I actually have a dryer brush that goes down and cleans the lint. So I probably do that once a month for the lint down in that part. But I don't know if you can add anything to that. And then what about the vent that goes outside, Vince? How do you clean that?
Okay. Well, what I do, I pulled the dryer when we had the dryer hooked up. That was in Virginia. That was 16 years ago. I pulled the dryer away from the wall, and then I would vacuum out the back the outlet, the air outlet from the dryer. I'd vacuum that out with a like a shop vacuum, and then I would reach my hand in, believe it or not, into the vent pipe through the wall, and I would clean that out and get the big chunks of lint out, and then I would vacuum that out. And there's two kinds of vents, that vent hoods, if you will, that are on the outside of the house. One of them is just a flapper, and it has a hood over it, and it's just one piece of plastic that gravity pulls down, and it kind of closes most of the way. The other is one that looks like Venetian blinds. And the difference is the one that looks like Venetian blinds flows more air. So it's more efficient to have that type than it is to have the kind that just has the one flapper. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kathy?
Yeah, that's what we have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've got the one like the Venetian blinds?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that flows more air. And that's because your husband understands these kinds of things. And you know, and I was thinking during the break, I'll bet you, I'm not a betting man, but I'll bet you that Kathy would never come home with an appliance like a washing machine or a dryer and just say, "Hey, husband, guess what we now have? A brand new shiny stainless steel, major appliance. I'll bet you would never do that, and I'll bet you he would never do that, and you do that together, because you would be looking at him for additional information on the mechanics, the electronics, etc., and he would be looking at you for the usability of the appliance. So you put your heads together and figure out what is the best way to go. Am I right or not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love my old appliances. I mean, when I had to get rid of my one Maytag because I just couldn't get parts for it, it was so old, it was hard because that thing was a workhorse, and I knew that it was going to be tough to get something to ever replace it to that quality.
You're absolutely right. And one of the washer and dryer sets that I mentioned that we bought in the past, that we still have in spare, is a top of the line in terms of durability Maytag. And Maytag used to be the company that if you wanted the most durable, that's what you bought. Now, it costs more. Everything was heavier. The motor was heavier. The belts were heavier. The idlers were heavier. The transmission. Everything was better in a Maytag. Even the timers, the tub, the agitator. Everything was better in a Maytag washer or dryer than the other brands. But it costs more. But, you know, it was considered the Cadillac not because of features, but because of durability. Now, I don't know if that's true anymore. Maybe it's not true, but anymore, because they probably use the same transmission, the same everything else that maybe a Whirlpool would use. So where do you want to go next, Kathy, in this class about home improvements?
Well, Vince, a couple things I wanted to mention. When I put my clothes in the dryer, if I use it, I put a couple towels in with them a lot of times, especially if it's something where the lint's not going to matter. I do have some towels that are more like linen, so they don't have like the terry cloth type lint that would come off. And it does help them to dry quicker, and I check it often. Like if I put it on for like 15 minutes, sometimes I'll reach in and there's lightweight things that are dry, so I'll open it up, put them in, or even if things are half dry, then I'll take them out and just put them on a hanger. But it's just something, if people don't have a clothesline or they're not willing to do it, you can put a couple dry towels in, and that helps. And then one of the things too, Vince, that I do is if I got stains on light color things, if you have a nice hot sunny day and you can just put an old sheet or towel outside on your grass or your concrete, if you have a stain on like a white shirt or something that is that you just can't get out, I'll put fresh lemon juice. I lay it down and I anchor it down so I don't get it all dirty, and I leave it out in the sun all afternoon, and most of the time it'll take that stain out. But then you have to wash it. You have to use some like your stain removal or Dawn dish soap or something and work that into where the lemon juice is, because you get the ring from the lemon juice, but that will come out when you wash it. So it'll help to promote or prolong your clothing so that you don't have those stains there. Like sometimes you just get a grease stain or a brown stain that you really don't even know what it is.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. So about 1 o'clock in the morning, one of our puppies threw up on the rug in the bedroom. It happens to be an oriental rug with a white background. And the fix was really simple. You know, we scooped it up with some the vomit with some cardboard. But there was some bile in it that was going to stain the rug. And years and years and years ago at Goodwill, I bought one of those Rug Doctor rug shampooers. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I happened to be traveling and on the East Coast, and I went to a Goodwill store years ago, and I couldn't believe it. They had one of these rug doctor kind of machines. It's on wheels and it had the hose, and this thing had a handle, and you know, this was one of those things that you'd rent for $20 a day or something like that at the supermarket, and evidently they were selling it. So I got a bill of sale for it, and it was $50, and I used that for shampooing and cleaning our rugs. And it's great. So it's an industrial machine. It's got a really heavy hose. You couldn't buy a shop vac, you know, a cheesy shop vac for $50 today. But this thing has a heavy hose. You can pour water in it, and it has a pump to pump the water onto a spray nozzle, which is part of a stainless steel wand that is attached to the vacuum. So it sprays the water, and then the vacuum pulls the water through the fibers of the rug, and it cleans it really, really well. So if you have a dog or an animal, you know, soil your rug from whichever end the animal might soil it from, you got to get it right away. Now, a shop vac will work great. You can take, you know, like a soda bottle, put a couple drops of dishwashing detergent like Dawn or Palmolive in there, shake it up, and then you pour it on the fresh soil, and then you vacuum it up. And that is the best way, but you got to get it right away. You can't wait till tomorrow. If it happens at midnight, you can't say, I'm too tired. You got to get it right away. And most of the time, the cleaning of it will leave the result that never happened before. Now, rubbing, you know, a rag in there with some detergent, it just makes it worse. Okay, so you have to vacuum it out, and you can use a wet or dry shop vac, you know, wet slash dry shop vac, or you can use one of these rug doctor things. And if you find one of them, you know, for $50, you ought to get it. Kathy, back to you.
Good advice, Vince. Vince, Can I ask you, we've been kind of talking about different rooms in the house, but I was thinking about utility rooms and how valuable they are, and what you would, what you have or would like to have if you were going to design one in a home. Because I just, I find that having a utility room is really nice. Now, the one I have in my house now is small. We bought the house. We didn't build this one. It's not bad, but it does everything I need it to do. But my previous house, it was huge. I think it was a 10 by 10 room, but I had a lot of storage in it. I was able to store my freezer in there, and I had a utility sink. So it was just real handy to have. I had a window and a door going out to the back, so it was nice and bright, and I could see what I was doing in there. But I wanted to ask your thoughts about that.
Okay. We have we bought some plans, custom plans, and then we modified them for our lifestyle. So we have about roughly a 10 by 10 utility room, and it has a window, actually two windows that open up for ventilation. It has room for the washer and dryer side by side with hookups. I put the hookups for the electricity and the gas and the water and the drain and all that. And then it has counter space, next to the washing machine, so you can put your clothes on there and put them in the washing machine. You can put a laundry basket on there, etc. It has base cabinets. It's L-shaped, so the washer and dryer and part of the counter is at one side of the room. And then connected to that would be the other part of the L, which has base cabinets for a kitchen-type sink. And then above the washer and dryer, there are wall cabinets for things like supplies that you might need, flashlights, you know, those kinds of things that you would want to have in the laundry or utility room. And then I took some EMT tubing, three-quarter inch conduit. It's EMT, it's thin wall tubing. It's like a piece of pipe. And I attached some brackets on the wall, and I have this piece of pipe running over the washer and dryer at a height where you can reach it with a hanger and hang your clothes. So we have different kinds of hangers. There was the Restore, which gets things donated to them that stores and companies don't want. And they had a whole box, a case of wood hangers, like from a upscale clothing store. They'd hang dresses and skirts and things on with the clip type hangers on a wire with supported by wood. So I bought them. It was $15 for the whole box. I couldn't believe it. I mean, why would anybody sell 100 hangers for $15? But they did. And so we hang our clothes on these hangers over the washer and dryer in the rainy weather, and it works great. So you can do that. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's now more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted.
President Biden set to discuss infrastructure with Republican lawmakers on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The president continuing to push for Americans to get vaccinated.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 70% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America's headed into a summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom, a summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations. An all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long, dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people have been fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A federal court ruled that officials in Vermont violated the First Amendment by denying public tuition aid to students who attended private Catholic schools. The Wednesday ruling struck down a Vermont rule that banned students attending private religious schools from taking tuition aid through the state's town tuition program. The TPP provides funding for students in towns where the public school system does not cover all grade levels. More news can always be found online by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I see everything looks good at my end. Okay, I guess, yeah, everything's good. Okay, so in our utility room, we have extra wall outlets. And the reason we have extra wall outlets is because I thought we might want to plug some devices in that we didn't know about at the time. So there's more wall outlets than would usually be found. And we have a 4-foot two-tube fluorescent fixture overhead because I like even lighting. And I really like fluorescent lighting, because it provides what I consider the most even lighting, because it's not from a single point source. So if you take an LED type light, you get a lot of light from it, and maybe 20% electric savings over fluorescent. But what you don't get is you don't get the evenness of lighting, because LED lighting comes from a single point source rather than from a 4 foot long tube. The other thing is, I have a hanging fixture for a 4 foot three tube fluorescent light for starting plants. So, and I can adjust it. It's on a chain. I can remove it any time I want. So in the wintertime, if we're not going to be starting plants, I can remove it, or I can grow plants during the winter. So we have the counter space, the sink, the washer, the dryer, the wall cabinets, the base cabinets, bright lighting, and ceramic tile. And extra outlets. So that's how I would describe our utility room. But it does not have space for an additional freezer, for example, or refrigerator, because we have a freezer and a refrigerator in the kitchen side by side. And they were $750 a piece when we bought them. So we designed our kitchen to have a refrigerator and freezer side by side. And that's one of the benefits of making your own mistakes. If you build your own house, make your own mistakes, you can say, well, why would we put a freezer in the garage or in the basement or on the porch? Why don't we put it right in the kitchen? You know, instead of having just a side-by-side refrigerator, let's get a big refrigerator, 17 cubic feet, just all refrigerator, and then a 17 cubic foot freezer. All freezer. So then 17 is 34. So instead of having a 22 or 25 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator freezer, you have 34 cubic feet of refrigerator and freezer. So that's just my thinking. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I didn't hear the first minute or two when you came back, so if I repeat myself, let me know.
Okay, I was talking, and my signal was going out from our studio here at the farm, so it was something that was happening at GCN. Okay, but I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. No,
go ahead. Ask your question. If you didn't hear it, no one else did either.
Okay, yeah, it was just dead air, and then you came on, and it was like a minute or two. So anyway, Vince, the other thing I have in my utility room is I have a extra hamper in there for kitchen towels and dog towels and cloth napkins and work clothes and things like that. I just throw them in there rather than having to take them back into the bedroom. So I actually have two hampers. The other thing that you could do if someone had room for it is you could have one of those fold-down ironing boards or store your ironing board in there if you don't have room anywhere else in the house. Now, I have my ironing board I don't know if it's called commercial, but it's wider than a typical ironing board. And the people that make irons, called Rowenta, they make ironing boards too. So it's probably about 4 inches wider, and it's got a place for your iron at the end. And it's a little longer too, I believe. So I was just thinking of things like if people were going to design one or they wanted to use your utility room for that purpose. And if you didn't have windows, just to make sure you put like bright light in there so you can see what you're doing if you're working in there.
I really like the idea of that hamper space. We don't have that. So our hampers are all in the bedrooms. And then when the clothes are to be washed, whoever it is will take the clothes out of the bedroom and put them in the washing machine. As far as the ironing board, when I lived in Virginia, we're starting our move, there was a hardware store that was going out of business. And they had a sample floor model display in the wall ironing board, which happened to be the same exact pattern and finish in white oak, as our cabinets were going to be. So I bought it. It was $40, and it was one of these that you install in the wall. So you open this cabinet door, and then you see the ironing board. You lower the ironing board, and it works great. And I thought, well, if Mrs. Finelli is going to be ironing, we can put a video on the screen, and it's all in the kitchen. So and I have it such that she can be ironing if that's what she wants to do, and she can, watch a video or something like that while she's ironing if that's what she wants to do. So that happens to be in our kitchen. And I don't think I've ever seen any other ironing board in the kitchen with a view toward, a screen on the wall. Have you seen one in the kitchen?
No, I've never seen one, Vince.
Yeah. And in our kitchen, we built bookcases. So we've got, you know, a lot, we get books in every room. And so our kitchen has built-in bookcases and an area for a flat panel screen, which we have. So we don't have a big one. You know, we don't have, you know, one that we could brag about. It's maybe only 43 inches, but it fits right inside the bookcase. And it works great. There's books all around it. Back to you, Kathy.
The other thing I have, Vince, is behind the door, I have, I don't know what they're called. They mount on the wall, and they've got little hooks on them, and you can hang your broom or things like that. I'm not exactly sure what they're called. But so I have that, and I have my broom and a dustpan, and I also have, like, all my utensils, like my long appliance cleaning tools and my dryer vent cleaning tool. I put like a hook, or I put like I make like a loop out of a shoestring or a leather tie or something, and I hang them all there, and they're just real handy. And I also hang all my aprons on there. So it's just handy to have that right there, because that's where I do a lot of I use my cleaning tools.
Yeah.
So I do that, and one of the other things that I'll mention, in case somebody doesn't have one, when we were first married, we had a good-sized kitchen, and it was a real fixer-upper. I mean, it needed everything, windows, roof, everything. And so my husband redid the kitchen, and they didn't have a laundry room in it. So what he did was he built a wall, and he left enough space that he put the washer and dryer in there, and then he put shelving above it, or cabinets. I can't remember what he put in there. And then just because we really didn't have room to open, like a door to open, he put like a sliding accordion-style door there, and I was able to have my laundry right there. Otherwise, I had to go to the laundromat. And so it's not ideal, but it worked for me. I'd rather have the laundry right in the house rather than have to go to the laundromat. So it's just an idea. If somebody is going to do a remodel, you know, it was a tight space, but it was just enough for a washer and dryer. And I had storage above. I could just store my laundry baskets right on top of the washer, and it afforded me a place to do laundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a clever way to go. You know, I was thinking as you were talking about this, it'd be so neat if you and your husband moved here and we were neighbors, because your husband and I would we'd be lost doing all kinds of stuff together. I mean, it would be wonderful.
Vince, I just said that to him last night. I said I can just about tell what you're going to say, because when you say things, it's like, I've heard this before. I've heard this for 40 years. I know what he's going to say about safety. I know he's going to say about maintaining cars or doing his monthly maintenance around the house, or it's better to catch early than to have to fix something late. And I just said that to him last night. I said, oh, my gosh, if you and Vince were together, I don't think I could get a word in edgewise, because between the two of you, you have such a vast knowledge.
I was thinking about your family over the last week, and I was thinking about an old saying, and that is, a stitch in time saves nine. And, you know, that was something that we heard in elementary school back in the 50s and the 1960s. And what that means is, if you can fix it before it gets worse, it'd be nine times easier to fix it now than it will be later. And so a stitch in time saves nine. So if you can mend it with one stitch, it'll prevent you from having to use nine stitches. Yeah, and it applies to lots and lots of things. What else do you have on the list for us, Kathy? Oh, one thing I wanted to say. You mentioned safety. We were talking about the dryers and lint. Class, any dust, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be grass, fine grass dust. It can be lint from a clothes dryer. It could be metallic dust. It could be fertilizer dust. It could be flour dust. Fine particles in a confined space can be explosive. All you need is a spark, and then there's boom, an explosion. And you've heard of this. You've heard of fertilizer factories blowing up. You've heard of flour mills exploding. You've heard of these kinds of things. So if you have a lot of lint and dust coming out of your clothes dryer, it can be explosive, and I am not exaggerating. So you want to make sure that you don't have that situation. And the way to do that is to clean out the ductwork. Clean out that dryer vent. You know, take it apart, look in there, get a flashlight, look in there, and see if it's clogged up. If it is, you've got a potential problem. You can have a fire. You can have an explosion. So I just wanted to mention that. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, you know, you recommended that flashlight to me. I'll tell you what, I use that all the time. And I think we're going to buy each one of our kids one as a probably a birthday gift or Christmas gift, because it is so handy and it's such a wonderful flashlight. And you can put it in your pocket and it's really bright. So I appreciate that.
Well, we're talking, class, in case you're wondering what we're talking about, we buy these flashlights, 6 or 12 at a time, and they are rechargeable. So they have one rechargeable cell, they're LED, and you can focus them to a fine point or a wide flood. And they come with a recharger. We buy a lot of them, and we use them under the hoods for working on vehicles. We use them, we keep three of them side by side next to the telephone in the kitchen so that they're always there. We have them on the nightstands. They're in the door compartments of every car. And so you can buy them. They're great because they're rechargeable. So the problem with the batteries are dead in the flashlight, that goes away because you can keep them charged. And we buy extra cells for them, extra batteries for them. And I think they're like $10 a piece, something like that, on eBay. But the problem is they all look the same and they're different sizes. So be careful when you buy them. You can end up with a really tiny one when you want a slightly larger one. They all look the same, regardless of the size. So be careful. We'll be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joiner is running so long. Let's see what's going on here. Yeah, I'm here. So the connection's good. Anyway, I wanted to apologize to Don in California. I was going to take the call, just said I was going to take it. He hung up, so we missed that. And I wanted to mention that I got a call from Rich Sheban last night, and he left a message. I called him back. And he wanted to talk about, you won't believe it, cars. And so we had this, you know, long-running joke, and, you know, he wouldn't mention cars, and I'd say, well, since you mentioned cars, and, you know, so this has been going on for months and months and months. Well, yesterday he wanted to talk about cars, and he had a detailed question about trucks, and so I thought that was kind of amusing. So I just wanted to say thank you, Rich, for calling and mentioning cars. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I want to say two things. First of all, I wanted to say that I'm really sorry that you're having such a hard time with your farm.
Well, you know, it's life, and that's the way it is. The problems that we're having with our farm deal with the rain. And farmers are always, you know, either too much rain or not enough rain. We've had months of rain every other day and not a lot of sun. But solar system's working fine. We're generating lots of electricity. All that's working fine. Just that the grass isn't growing as quickly as we would like it to. But most of the problems that we have are with people. And people not living up to commitments that they make. And so, you know, you can't believe the media. You can't. People lie. People renege on commitments. And, you know, I'm just kind of sick of dealing with most people. I really am. And so I'm thinking, is this something that I want to continue? Because I'm taking away time from the farm, the family, you know, to do the radio, the preparation, all that stuff. And is anybody actually paying attention? I don't know. I really don't know. So, I'm thinking about YouTube, how they beat us up. Why? Where else can people get this kind of information delivered to them that USA Prepares delivers? I mean, they don't even have to think about the questions. We come up with the questions and the answers and the solutions. You know, who else is talking about lint being explosive? Who's talking about why there's no heat in the dryer? Who else is talking about you know, the front end load or the front load washers and dryers as compared to, you know, the old fashioned kind, the ones that work and work and work compared to the ones that break down, the new ones. I mean, who talks about this without you having to, you know, go search for it? We just bring up all these things that we think are important, and that's what we do. And then YouTube has a problem with us. It's amazing. It's amazing how stupid people are. I'm just sick of most people. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, I agree, Vince. I wanted to mention before we leave, Vince, I was reading about home prices going up so high, and there were some articles mentioning that you might have to increase your homeowner's insurance to cover the cost if you ever had to replace, if you had a fire or damage. I wanted to know what you thought about that, Vince.
What a racket. What a racket. So the cost of lumber goes up, the cost of labor goes up, the cost of materials goes up because there are these shortages as a result of the corona panic. So what do you do? Well, if you're of the mindset that, you know, you want to be covered, then you increase your insurance coverage. And we've done that. We've done it over the years. I can't believe how much the insurance company thinks our house is worth. I want to get them to reduce the price or reduce the coverage, and they want to increase the coverage. So, but I know that if we ever had a problem, it'd be like war trying to get them to cover, you know, the damage. But the short answer is if you're concerned about it, then you increase the coverage. But some people self-insure. So, for example, if you have an automobile, I know I'm switching gears here, but if you have an automobile and you have full coverage and your windshield breaks, you know, from a stone, and you call up your insurance company and say, yeah, by the way, how much does it cost to, what would it cost me to have my windshield replaced? I'll say, all right, that counts as, believe it or not, almost like a claim, just calling them up and asking. So your insurance is going to go up 10% for 3 years just for calling them. Then you find out that it's going to cost you $400 for the windshield. But if you went to the auto glass place by yourself and you said, I want to pay for this out of my pocket, how much is a windshield going to cost? They'll say, well, $168. So what I'm talking about is what's known as self-insurance. So if you assume some of that risk yourself, you won't pay as much for insurance. And, if I think about how much we've paid for insurance, 16 years, averaging $2,000 to $3,000 a year for homeowner's insurance, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You build a house for that. So I don't know if I answered your question, Kathy, but I gave you, the logic that
no,
goes
you
into
did,
it.
Ben.
Kathy, I love broadcasting with you. I really, really do. It's great that you're back. I'm looking forward to more home improvement classes. Class tomorrow, Bert's going to be with me, hour two. Kyle's going to be with me, hour one. Kathy, thanks so much for being with us, and thank your family for letting you spend that time with us teaching class here at USA Prepares. You bring a wealth of knowledge to the radio airwaves and the podcast digital bits. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, Ben.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.